right now, it's time for the Observation Deck. And that is brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care. Here he is, the great Gordo.
Did you guys notice that your balls were cold this morning? When you went out to your vehicle or when you walked into the ticket?
Well, yeah, I'm aware of my surroundings and yes.
Balls.
That's right. Got cold.
Mine weren't. I had the seat warmer on.
Real cold. You use that as your ball warmer?
Yes.
Oh, gross. You got those griddle marks on your scrot. Those fake griddle marks. Well, in Florida, which this weather, I guess, is supposed to hit there sometime today, and then overnight, they're going to have to be watching out for something very unusual in Florida, which is the falling iguanas.
Because they're freezing?
Yeah, iguanas, they sleep up in the trees, and when the temperature gets really cold, they're cold-blooded, so they just kind of stop in place. And eventually they just lose their grip on the branch, and so you could be hit by falling iguana.
That could hurt you, couldn't it?
Yeah.
They were good-sized.
Yeah, people get hurt by falling iguanas.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, it's real creepy, too. You can see footage online of falling iguanas. They just fall into the street and just lay there still until it warms up, and then they get reanimated by Jesus, and then they start scurrying around.
Good band name, by the way.
Falling Iguanas?
Yeah,
it's not bad.
Well, haven't we had some band that's named something like that? Falling Trees?
Falling in Reverse.
Falling in Reverse, there you go.
Okay. Oh, that's Creed?
No, it's not Creed.
No.
It's not Creed. But yeah, you know we don't have bands anymore. Did you know that, Rich?
I wasn't aware of that.
That's true.
Hmm. What do we have instead?
Solo artists.
Collaborations, too.
That's
we have
all
a
we
lot
have.
Of those.
Yeah, you'll have collabs. But, yeah, think about how many, what was the last really famous band to come out? I'm not talking like...
Like a new one that's come out?
Yeah. I'm not talking like boy bands, yeah. Which are kind of just an assemblage of dancers.
Yeah.
But yeah, the day and age of the band has kind of gone away. All right. We got to talk sports. It's a sports station.
That's what we do.
Sports.
We just got to do it.
Bring it back to sports.
Let's talk about the sports. It was a sporting event that took place yesterday afternoon. I'm not talking about the Fling and D,
Sean's
wonderful event.
Yeah.
This one happened in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at Crafton Ingram Lanes. Ran from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., and it was open to all adults interested in body-positive, non-sexual nude bowling.
That's one of the worst nude sports, isn't it?
Hey, now.
All right, the worst nude sport is rock climbing.
Yeah.
Especially the view.
Yes. If you're a spectator for nude rock climbing, that's the worst. I think another bad nude sport is cycling.
Yeah.
Do we need to list off the bad nude sports?
Yeah, I guess we should probably focus on the good nude sports.
There really aren't very many.
No.
But yet, from what I understand, weren't all the original Olympics back in Greece, I believe the athletes competed nude.
Were they?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't have the wicking material that we have these days.
They didn't have the high-tech togas.
No, so they had to, you know,
back then
get unencumbered.
But would you be comfortable bowling nude for, let's say, $1 million?
Solo or around others?
No, it's around others. It's like the P1s are invited.
Oh, God.
But it's going to live forever.
No, as a matter of fact.
No cameras?
No cameras?
This bowling tournament, they didn't allow cameras in there.
You had to lock your phone up in the little pouch when you got there?
Yes. The Faraday pouch.
Yeah, sure.
For $1 million?
You would.
For $1 million.
For $1 million, yeah.
God, you think anyone wants to see you lining up your shot
not
for an extended
problem.
Period of time?
I'm with George. It's
not
their
problem
if they don't like it.
Yeah, I'm getting $1 million.
Of course, now
bucks.
You do have to see everybody else.
Right.
Okay, listen to this weird workaround they have here, though. It says that nudity is required for all participants, although women may wear bottoms if preferred.
Excuse me?
bottom.
Why can't the men?
I don't know.
I'm going to prefer to wear bottoms.
I don't get that. Huh. Why would women be allowed to wear them? Is it a pariah thing? You know, like a
yep. We know
if it's time, then the woman can wear some modesty shorts. But they don't want to say that maybe in the description of how you're allowed to wear shorts. They just make it available to all women.
But you for sure had to mention it.
Well, yes, yes. I feel like my job as a reporter is to be very clear.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So this is well attended. There's like 300 people there, or there are three people there?
No, I think this is like 300. It's a pretty big organization, the Pittsburgh Area Naturist. Mm-hmm. Is that what they're calling nudists now? Naturist. The name of the event... Balls out bowling.
I'll give that a thumbs up.
It was $30 a person.
What, they had 300?
Not a bad entry fee.
And the fee included 4 hours of unlimited bowling and shoe rental. So they were able to wear shoes.
Except for one of those stink shoes.
Yeah. They say that participants had to bring a towel to sit down on. They didn't want
you don't
want to
sit down on
free balling on those
hard plastic chairs they have there.
Gosh.
Oh, gross. I mean,
it's the kind of freedom you want, though. That's all about you.
That's the way that the Lord made us.
Did anybody hang out extra long around the little hand dryer?
What do you mean? Drying their pubes in the hand dryer?
Or something else, yeah.
Something else.
Just enjoying the breeze.
Huh. Interesting. And get this. We have had a Bigfoot sighting also in Pennsylvania. Maybe he was trying to attend the balls out
bowling.
Oh, let's
see the video of it. Oh, doesn't exist.
Maybe video of this. So, and researchers from the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, or BFRO.
Yeah. That's really official.
Yes, science!
Absolutely it is.
An investigator wrote in his report that the witness was a retired civil engineer and Air Force veteran.
Have to believe him. He's a veteran.
Air Force veteran, George.
Got to.
Why are you doubting our military?
I'm not doubting our military. I'm just doubting another report of a Bigfoot. If we had a real Bigfoot, we would have seen him by now on some sort of trail cam or...
Why does he have to be a he?
Or she.
Why can't he be a she?
Sure.
You have to believe.
This happened around 5:30 p.m. Saturday, October 4th, but it's just now coming to light because they had to research it, make sure it was legit, on Interstate 80. The guy claimed he was traveling roughly 150 yards behind another vehicle when he noticed something strange. A dark figure appeared to enter the highway ahead of the other vehicle this guy was following. He described it as a human-like head and shoulders standing over the vehicle in front of him. The whole body was dark. He continued by saying what shook him was the way the creature moved across the highway, not quick or jerky like a sprinter, but fast and smooth, almost seemed to glide across the lanes.
Mm-hmm. So maybe... we've put Bigfoot at the wrong position. Maybe he's a running back.
Hey, maybe.
He's got that glide and a really smooth gait.
It was said that the figure crossed the highway in about 3 seconds. Moving
That's
very
quick.
Fast, yes. And he claimed that whatever this creature was, it effortlessly disappeared into the woods.
He didn't struggle.
Without needing to climb over the guardrail, as most humans or bears would need to do.
Well, he's tall enough, probably.
Just stepped right over it.
Could it have been a bear sprinting on his hind legs?
No. A bear on its hind legs
doesn't
move.
That's how Yogi Bear used to walk.
Yeah, that wasn't a documentary. That was a cartoon.
Yeah.
He said, in addition to the main witness, two others reported seeing something that day, too.
Whoa.
One person claimed in his report, quote, I just want to add, I know what I saw, but I don't know what I saw. I'm an avid hunter with plus 50 years in the woods. This was not a bear.
Whoa.
You guys ever been up to that Broken Bow area in Oklahoma?
Yeah. Oklahoma? No.
That's Squatch territory up there.
Is it really?
Man, every roadside shop that has souvenirs, they've got like a Sasquatch
crossing sign.
Or they've got, you know, a fake, you know, the metal sign.
Yeah.
It's like 8 feet tall standing out, and you can buy so many t-shirts of Sasquatch.
I guess I didn't realize that Broken Bow was Sasquatch country.
It is.
Interesting.
Got to keep your eyes open out there.
But once again, to the people who want to, and man, as a kid, I wanted to believe in Bigfoot so much. I did believe in Bigfoot.
Did you?
Well, the $6 million man had to fight him.
Yeah, that was. Gone back and watched
it's
that?
It's awful.
It's horrible. And
it's not special effects.
Out of me when I was a kid. I know.
Unspecial effects, it's, for sure.
Yeah, very unspecial.
It's terrible.
I don't know what gave them the idea that, hey, if you want to make something look really impressive and fast, slow it way down. Why we threw everything in slow motion back then?
Well, it was the $6 million man was super speed, right?
And there would be like Sasquatch would take $6 million man or $6 million man would take Sasquatch and try to just push him back 2 feet. And you hear the...
That's how you knew the bionic parts were activated.
Oh, so stupid.
Loved it.
I had so many nightmares about that Sasquatch when I was a kid.
Also, one of my favorite ticket callbacks from 25 or 30 years ago was Kevin McCarthy on PA, Basket by Sasquatch. Y'all had him playing Bigfoot for the Lakers or somebody.
We were playing for the Mavericks.
Oh, for the Mavericks.
Yeah. The Nellies were just fascinated by
that's what
him.
It was. Yeah. Basket by Sasquatch.
So watch out, Sasquatch is among us.
All right.
Craig had the line that when they went on the road that he'd have to leave a lot of tickets when they played in Portland.
A lot of friends and family.
Absolutely.
A lot of friends.
A lot of friends.
Very friends and family.
All right. Thank you for those observations of Bigfoot and nude bowling, Gordon.